Let's check in with Seamus Toomey from Block Club Chicago with our extremely local news report this morning. And we lead off with some depressing news about the 60645 zip code. Seamus?
Hey, Bob. Good morning. Yeah, 60645 is the northern half of the West Ridge neighborhood, also known to many as West Rogers Park. The city and the county and the state started putting out some more detailed information of where the clusters of coronavirus cases are. And that one, if you look at a map, that one sticks out. It's one of the It is the worst spot right now in terms of confirmed cases, followed behind by Auburn Gresham on the south side. And the two things that stand out about both of these clusters is that there really is not a great explanation for why it's caused, you know, what is going on there. We've been checking with the health officials, the police, the aldermen, and, you know, they put their hands up a little bit like, we're not exactly sure where all these are coming from, where the, where we can trace it back to hopefully stop the spread of it. It is quite troubling.
And that's an area that is very, very diverse, isn't it? I mean, I don't know about any other unique aspects to that neighborhood. We have many diverse neighborhoods in Chicago. So that is a good question. Why that one?
Yeah, exactly. The alderman up there, Deborah Silverstein, she sent out an email late last night, cautioning people not to try to come up with their own reasons for it. So I'll try to avoid that as well. But we can talk about the demographics of the area. And like you said, Chicago is a diverse neighborhood. I think most would argue that West Ridge and Albany Park are among the most diverse parts of the city. It's pretty heavily, clustered up and down Devon Avenue. People can picture Devon or in Western. Mm-hmm. It's heavily Orthodox in the northern corner of it. It's not necessarily a denser packed neighborhoods. I mean, there's a lot of residential areas around there as well. So, the aldermen had said they've been very proactive with the faith communities up there, with the synagogues and the churches, canceling services early on. I know there's some the senior population up there, so it's quite interesting. Obviously, something to keep an eye on, and yet another reminder for everyone to stay home and protect the vulnerable parts of the population.
For sure. Let's talk about the next mass sing-along. This is, now I know they've been doing it in the West Loop, but also in Andersonville, right?
Right. When they scheduled the first one, you wondered, okay, I don't know, who's going to do this. They do it in Italy. They've done it elsewhere. Is it going to work? Well, it really took off when they did the Bon Jovi sing-along in Rogers Park and around, following it on social media. A lot of people were playing along. The next one is going to be Bill Withers' Lean on Me, which is obviously quite fitting for a number of reasons. The first being we lost Bill last week to heart conditions that he'd been suffering for long before the epidemic.
Right.
But also, Lean on Me had become an anthem of sorts in the early weeks of this. There had been some sing-alongs around the country, people leaning out their windows and singing along. So Alderman Andre Vasquez, who is the Anderson and Lincoln Square alderman, he's been the driving force behind this, just getting everyone on 7 p.m. Saturday to go out in their front porch or lean out their apartment window and join in. I know some folks have just blasted it out their windows so people can sing along to the tune. It's one of these things, some little bright spots to look forward to. 7 p.m. Saturday, it won't last long, but it's just something maybe that can warm your heart a little bit and give you something to talk about on Twitter.
Well, we need all of that we can get these days. And finally, tell us about this bottle shortage on the south side.
Yes, you know, at the Block Club, we've been trying to highlight some of the social service agencies around the neighborhoods who need a helping hand. A lot of them do. Jamie Nesbitt Golden, our reporter in Englewood, wrote a story yesterday about iGrow Chicago, which has been around for a while, helping folks specifically around Englewood. They have something called the Peace Campus, which is a they've bought a couple houses. They've had some donations. They've created a garden there, and they've also been passing out cleaning supplies, hand sanitizer, some food down there the past couple weeks. But what happened is they got a shipment of bulk hand sanitizer, which is becoming more and more prevalent as some of the distilleries are making it, but they don't have any way to give it out other than giving a gallon jugs. So they're asking if anyone has any disposable plastic bottles that they could donate to the Peace Campus. That way they can break it up. These bottles are increasingly hard to come by on Amazon and in any stores that are still open for this exact same reason, just trying to break up these bulk supplies of hand sanitizers to give them out to the neighbors. So that's the call. It's called igrowchicago.org. Email is contact@igrowchicago.org if you've got any advice for them. But it's really a great organization, really just doing their part. And this is just the latest effort in the neighborhood to lift up Englewood and the neighborhood surrounding it.
Well, thanks for keeping us updated on all the neighborhood news. It's Seamus Toomey from Block Club Chicago. And you can get more information on all of those stories and more, blockclubchicago.org. More extremely local news from you guys tomorrow. Thanks, Seamus. Have a good day.
Okay, thanks, Bob. You too.